Well, for more on today's election, we turn to Emma Hurt, political reporter with member station WABE here in Atlanta. Hey, Emma.
Hi, Mary Louise.
So set the scene for me. Where are you now? What's going on?
So technically, I'm outside the Republican watch party because the cell signal is so bad in there that you wouldn't be able to hear me. But inside that party are several hundred people, Republican supporters, state lawmakers, and a lot of TV cameras. But the Governor Kemp did speak, which was kind of a big deal because, as we know, he's come under attack from the president and is not the most popular person in his party. But he got warm reception from the crowd. So did former Governor Sonny Perdue. So the mood in there is cautious optimism still, but everybody's on edge.
Yeah, watching, waiting. We do know the votes are coming in fast and furious, or we are already at 2 million votes counted. What is jumping out at you from the results so far?
Yeah, we're actually almost 2.7 million now.
Okay.
And the Democrats do have a tiny bit of a lead. And, you know, I'm scrolling down to the bottom of which counties have the most votes left, right? So we've got a lot of small Republican counties, but we do have some of these big metro Democratic-heavy counties like Cobb, Gwinnett, and DeKalb that haven't gotten past 40% reporting yet. So that's a lot of votes there. So the question is, of all that's left among the Republican-leaning counties, including some of the ones in exurban Atlanta, are they going to be enough to counteract what is already a tiny Democratic lead?
All right. So a lot to watch there. Meanwhile, just how did today go? There were questions about whether there would be long lines, whether there might be a possibly chaos on Election Day. How did things actually go?
Yeah, things went really smoothly for the most part. There were some small issues, but largely, I think the Secretary of State representative said things were kind of boring, which is good. You know, that's what we want. So that's some good news for county election officials who've been working really hard to try to make sure that no pandemonium or nothing too bad happened as voters were trying to head to the polls today.
Yeah, I know. I can report firsthand the polling station we stopped by, no lines, everything smooth. Everybody said they'd had no problem in and out in 5 minutes.
Boring. Great.
Just, yeah, exactly. I know you were at one, too, where you were seeing similar things. So, you know, 2 polling stations out of many, many polling stations, but there you go. Just speak a little bit, Emma, in terms of Republicans. You talked about Governor Kemp not being the most popular guy in his party right now. This, you know, whole campaign by President Trump to say that there was fraud, to say that the election was rigged. These are unproven claims. There is no fact that we have dug up to support them, and yet it has managed to fracture the party. What are Georgia Republicans telling you about how they see the party's future when this election is over?
If there's a lot of worried looks and a lot of worried tones when I ask that question, because whether Republicans win these two races or not, that's one question. But the bigger question is what happens to Republicans in Georgia and around the country, particularly in competitive states like Georgia, going forward when the president is really undercutting some of the people that used to be his top allies, including Governor Brian Kemp. If he supports someone against Governor Kemp in 2022, which he's threatened to do and said he will do, what does that mean for Republicans' chances to win statewide in a very competitive environment?
Yeah. And what about just historically red Georgia, the possibility of it turning pretty purple if one or both of these races end up going to the Democratic candidate? What impact would a Democratic victory in these races have on politics in Georgia?
Oh, man. You know, Democrats have been building towards this for a while. Their party sort of collapsed when the state slipped Republican about 2 decades ago. And so for Democrats, this would be a big, I mean, Biden's victory already was important, but this would show them that their organizing has worked and their strategy has worked and that the state is changing towards them. And I think it creates these existential questions for Republicans about what their party is going forward. Is it the party of Trump or not? And if not, what is it?
Emma Hurt of member station WABE here in Atlanta. We'll let you go. Head back inside and see how this Republican watch party is shaking out. Thank you, Emma.
Thanks, Mary Louise.